Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard Bassett, and this is Undomesticated. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
99.9 KISW. The shenanigans continue. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Our question, how many different places have you worked? What were your best or worst jobs? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Mike. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hi. Hola, bitch, hola.
Hola.
My worst job, that's a toss-up. I've had quite a few jobs that I would never want to go back to.
Is it because of the co-workers or the job itself?
Both, depending on the job. Right. Like my last job, I loved what I did. I worked at a homeless shelter / HIV AIDS clinic. It was an amazing group of people to work with, but we were so short-staffed that I was working like 72 hours a week, and it was just a nightmare. I was right in the middle of COVID, too, so...
That was such a fun time. Fun time.
Yeah. Great time to work in the medical industry. Some of the other worst jobs that I've had, working in a warehouse picking car parts, I did like this job. The job was working in a shop that made cases and crates for like touring. So like those standard black cases
sure.
that every band has.
Yeah,
we made those for the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Oh, cool.
We actually made the Seahawks travel cases. It was really, really cool. Unfortunately, what wasn't so cool was the amount of cocaine that I was doing.
Wow.
Yeah. You know, doing a pound over about 3 months is not a winning formula.
How's your septum doing these days?
Not there.
Eroded?
Yeah, severed.
It's just like one big nostril now.
More or less. You know, it makes getting sick real fun.
What was your first job? What was the first job you had?
First job, that was working at CarQuest. I was picking auto parts in a warehouse.
Okay, so that was job number one. All right.
That was job number one. And since then, I mean, I think I counted at least 18 jobs. And I'm only 34, so, you know, none of them stuck for too long. One of my favorites was working as a residential-based mid-level pharmaceutical distributor, mainly focused on bulk orders to other independent distributors and customer-facing retailers.
Wow.
That was spoken like someone that worked in the profession. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, that profession is just a fancy way of saying I was a drug dealer.
Yeah, that's exactly what you were.
Yep.
But the legal kind.
That one ended when I... Oh, no. It was very much illegal.
Oh, okay.
I see what you were doing. You were selling
these pounds of cocaine. So you were actually a drug dealer. All right. How long did you do that?
Gap. Well, it was quite a few years, about 5-6 years. I had a big gap in my resume, and so somebody told me to try to put something down for what I was doing during that time, and that's what I came up with.
Pharmaceutical representative.
And he had to balance out all the coke.
Yeah.
Oh, good times.
It was quite a summer. Those all ended as soon as I, you know, tried to kill myself, ended up in rehab, and have since been clean for nearly 10 years now.
Well, good for you.
No, thank you. I appreciate that.
Absolutely. What do you do now?
Well, right now I'm actually disabled, unemployed, and trying to become a stand-up comic.
Okay.
So,
the winning combination right there.
Yeah, perfect.
Well, you tell some of those AIDS jokes you probably learned. They'll go over well with people.
How many different places have you worked, and what were your best or worst jobs? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Tyler. Welcome to the men's room.
Boo, bitches.
Boo.
So I had 14, but based on that last call, I got 15 now. So
you're also a drug dealer, I'm guessing?
Maybe.
We didn't hear you. You broke up.
Oh, I might have been. I might not have been.
Okay.
Yeah, we're fighting that way.
What was your best job?
Best job is probably the one I got now. It's doing heavy demolition. So, I mean, using all sorts of tractors and equipment to tear down buildings, and you always find cool stuff. So
yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
How long were you dealing drugs, by the way?
Well, allegedly, there was one stint with some stuff that was probably about maybe a couple of months. I was just out of high school trying to make some cash and wasn't the best thing to do it. But the last time I was doing it, it was a different substance. It was making a lot more money, and that was probably about a year. That did pretty good.
Okay.
Years ago now.
I would guess that just
a lot of independent coke dealers out there.
Or you just call them entrepreneurs.
I would also say, for the record, if you've never actually sold drugs, you could just say no.
But we know if you hem and haw, the answer is yes.
Right. It's such
yes. Maybe not. Some people said I did. It's like, right. People that didn't just go, now I didn't sell drugs.
Sell drugs.
How many different places have you worked, and what were your best or worst jobs? 206-803-ROCK.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard Bassett, former Real Housewife of Potomac.
And I'm Michael Arsenault, author of the New York Times bestseller, I Can't Date Jesus. And this is Undomesticated, the podcast where we aren't just saying the quiet parts out loud.
We're putting it all on the kitchen table and inviting you to the function. If you're ready for some bold takes and a little bit of chaos, welcome to Undomesticated. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, Jeffrey. Welcome to the men's room.
How's it going?
Hola.
Hola. So I'm kind of in the same bucket as a lot of your callers. I've had over 40 jobs. In the service industry, I think as some of your callers have been, I like to refer to servers and bartenders as the village bicycle. Everyone's had a ride, and we tend to know all each other, especially in a larger city.
That is how it works, for sure.
That's for sure. So I've worked in a gamut of places, and the experiences are always varied depending upon whether you work in like a casual restaurant or a diner versus, something more upscale. And then I've also worked in fine dining. So I've got a few different examples I can share with you.
Do you prefer the fine dining or do you prefer the more diner experience as far as working?
I would say it depends on how much BS you can tolerate, because the higher the price point, the more eccentric the diner, and the more patience you need to have.
So I'm guessing you worked front of the house. Yeah, I worked back of the house. I preferred the more formal stuff. Just if you're going to cook, you put a little more of your knowledge into it. But also at the more high-end places, you guys got tipped much better. And most of the wait staff I worked with at the high-end places would spend a lot of that cash on cocaine. And then at the end of our at the end of our shift, all the cooks were stoned just to keep your head level. So you'd always be. And at the end of the night, the bartender is giving us, quote unquote, a shift beer, which was as much beer as you could drink.
Well, I wouldn't either deny nor confirm that. But
yeah,
it's,
and then the wait staff would lay down all the coke, and all the cooks would pull out the weed, and basically it was just a trade, and everybody got real high and real drunk.
Let me ask you this. Same thing I asked Steve. Just based on all the places that you worked, where did you enjoy the food the most?
Oh, goodness me. Places that I've worked, where did I enjoy the food the most? Jesus. Well, I'm a big Italian fan, so some of my Italian restaurants I love, especially if they're making their own pastas.
Oh, yeah. Now,
this wasn't a bad experience, but there's a place up on Capitol Hill here in Seattle.
Once again, Bedroom Colors, here are the words you can't say on the radio. Sucker, mother, and please keep those words in mind when calling. Now back to the program.
All right, Jeffrey, we got your back.
Sorry about that. My bad.
No worries. Sorry, man.
Experience of one of my managers that I had to deal with. So I used to work for a chain here, and they're no longer with us, but it was right on the waterfront, McCormick and Schmick's.
Oh, yeah.
Great location. And I'm not going to name drop the manager, but we always had issues with this individual. And I was constantly talking to my GM about how I always knew he was drunk, but no one could ever prove it. Well, when they finally closed down the restaurant, this individual was responsible for the liquor inventories and all the orderings and all of the control of all the liquor. Well, they found 3.5 cases of our well vodka that had been drained and refilled with water, and so that was confirmation right there.
Damn. Yeah.
You know what, man? You know what sucks about that place is they never filled that space.
And same with the McCormick downtown.
It was like this. They filled it with like this sandwich spot. So if you guys are familiar, it's right down on Westlake on the waterfront here, South Lake Union,
underneath the Starbucks.
Yeah, well, they just closed the Starbucks, too.
Yeah, we know that, too.
Yep.
Shocking. Man, I'm with you. I love McCormick's.
I did, too.
You know what? They did give, even though it's a chain, it started here in Seattle.
But it was good food.
The first one was down here on 2nd or 1st, wherever it was, where they still have the green awning up. But they would allow the local chefs to put their own little touch on it, depending on where
you are. Which makes a difference.
Just based on the seafood available.
They had one in Baltimore.
Columbia Tower.
I'm with you.
That was the base floor of the Columbia Tower.
Yeah, that's right around the corner from us.
Yeah.
Do you are you still in the restaurant game or no?
No, I'm in healthcare now.
Okay. Do you enjoy it? The weird thing about restaurants, like it's just so many hours. You know, like you said, there's so many different idiots that you have to deal with all the time. But there's always a certain camaraderie, you know. So you're kind of like, all right, man. Well. At the end of the shift, we're going to get drunk and high, and it's all behind us, and we'll worry about tomorrow. But in the healthcare industry, is it exciting or interesting to you at all?
Well, for me, I'm not on the clinical side. I'm on the non-clinical side. I work in operations and strategy in our HR services, and I do enjoy it, but it is an interesting environment right now where, I mean, I'm in a pretty large institution. I'm in the 5th largest healthcare network in the U.S., and it is every day it's an ebb and flow of shifts and patterns. And without getting into it too much, there's so much uncertainty with the Medicare, Medicaid funding and people wanting to retain their jobs. And you know, your bosses are trying to find new ways of thinking about keeping people staffed and finding projects and keeping the business going, that there's so much uncertainty in it, and it's a little unnerving right now.
Are things really going to go up 30%?
Yeah. I mean,
that's the sticker shock.
My mom's on Medicare right now, and her premiums went up 50%.
Well, thank you for just giving us a straight answer. Yeah, just 50. Yeah. Everyone else has all these big, colorful double speak, gobbledygook, blah, blah, blah. Like, dude, we're asking one question. Thank you for just saying, yes, they're going to go up.
My mom's premium shot up 50%.
Jesus.
Thanks, Obama.
Yeah.
How many different places have you worked, and what were your best or worst jobs? 206-803-ROCK.
That's a crazy transition to me. Just, I haven't worked in restaurants. The hardest thing about not working in restaurants and just working in a more normal environment was restaurants are just rowdy. The staff is. And when you open, you know, it's always a busy hustle and bustle. Most people have a pretty thick skin in the restaurant business because you're just constantly either yelling at someone or someone's yelling at you and all kinds of things are said. It's never personal, but, you know, in the heat of the moment, like, good, good mother effing, right? And then you go, I don't know, to like a normal office job, and I'm like, I can't survive here. You know, I can't do it because everything is so delicate and everything is so HR heavy, if you know what I mean. And
yeah,
all the, and I'm like, and look, it's fine. If that's what you're into, that's what you're into. But like, man, coming from a kitchen and then trying to work in that world, I'm like, I am not built for this at all. I am loud. I am going to yell. I need to be in a place where I can do that. Radio provides that, which is fantastic. And restaurants do. I can't think, maybe construction, military. There's not a lot of jobs where you can just.
Like, it was a hard, hard job.
Right.
And, like, but it was also kind of fun, A, because you got to see, like, when you were done.
No, so it's
got to
be fulfilling.
Yeah, instant results.
Right, instant results, right? You could see, like, especially some of the, like, bigger, fancier houses or big, what do you call them?
Estates or?
Or, no, like, complexes, like corporate jobs.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, there's still places I can drive by in PG County and be like, see all those trees? Like, I planted those.
That is cool.
And then, honestly, it was just, at that time, it was just me and Bernie and his brother.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we would. Yeah, when we would knock off early, and I was, what, 18? And we would play ping pong and rip beers.
Yeah.
And then, you know, get up at the crack of dawn and do it again.
Nothing wrong with that.
How many different places have you worked, and what were your best or worst jobs? 206-803-ROCK.
I will say, though, weather plays a huge part of that, right? He almost lost his entire company last year because it didn't snow. So he's got to do plowing in the wintertime.
All right, so that's the other side of his business.
Right, and he's gotten that company so big, he's got so many employees that, like, when it didn't snow, he's just shelling out money.
Oh, man.
I mean, it was close.
That sucks.
Yeah.
Hello, Justin. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello.
Hola.
So, I work for the federal government, so that's both bad and good for me.
What is the good?
I went to Italy this year for free.
That's very cool.
Why do they send you to Italy? What's your specialty that you get to go there?
Meatballs.
Forklift, move in ammunition.
Oh, damn. Okay. And how long were you in Italy?
2.5 months.
2.5 months. And now, do you still have to go to work and just not get a paycheck, or are they saying stay home until we figure this nonsense out?
Stay home. I can't even get a job at Walmart because they want full time.
Oh, so you can't find part time employment?
No, nothing.
What about something on an Uber or DoorDash? Because those things will always...
Or seasonal jobs when Amazon starts hiring those people again or whoever.
I've tried.
Really?
Amazon, only available up in Redmond or Everett. And I'm in Tacoma. JBLM.
Okay. Okay. Oh, okay. Well, yeah, that makes sense.
God, Amazon's got a huge warehouse down there in DuPont.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, they do. They're staffed.
That's amazing to me because that thing is about 4 football fields long.
I know.
Hmm. Okay. Interesting.
I feel like they're giant, building a giant one up north, too. Every time I just see those giant buildings going up and there's no logos, I just assume it's an Amazon site.
It makes sense.
How many different places have you worked, and what were your best or worst jobs? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Josh. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
So I've had, I say, 11 jobs. Two were the same, but different places.
Okay.
My worst job, absolutely... 7-Eleven, maybe about a mile from the 884 here in Bremerton.
And does your 7-Eleven, because I'm convinced that if you open a 7-Eleven franchise, everyone that has an issue shows up there, period. Just no matter what.
Oh, yeah. No, I found a dude in the recycled dumpster sleeping. literally, like 20 minutes before the truck came. I was like, dude, I was throwing boxes. I was like, dude, you got to get out of here, man. You're about to get dumped into the truck.
What shift did you work?
Oh, graveyard, like 11 to 7, but I would not get off when I was supposed to. I always had to help the morning person, like, restock and do all this. You don't get to sit down in there.
What is the length of time on some of those food items that are spinning?
Yeah.
As far as how long they're allowed to be out there?
Oh, the stuff in the roller grill?
Yeah, yep. The roller grill, whatever you got, the little chicken bites, all this stuff, pizza.
Okay. I was there before the pizza. We didn't have that yet.
Okay.
Oh, wow. Okay.
But this was 2014, so yeah, right before it came in. The one across town down by the ferry had had that, but we didn't get that yet. Also, that 7-Eleven is right next to a weed shop and a Little Caesars.
Well, that's strategic.
That's all then you got pizza. You don't, yeah. And 7-Eleven pizza, yeah. By the way, it's not bad at all.
It's not.
No, I know. I fully agree. Fully agree.
And Big Bite's a pretty good hot dog. It just depends on how long it's been rolling.
Yeah. What's the worst experience? What's the worst experience? Yeah, that you had at 7-Eleven? Because that's just, every time I walk in, I'm like, Jesus Christ. Why can't it just ever just be normal?
The scammers on the phone trying to get you to load the prepaid cards over the phone.
I don't know anything about that movie.
No. At 7-Eleven?
They'll call you up and try to get those prepaid cards loaded up with, like, you know, a couple $1,000 and whatnot.
For 7-Eleven?
Well, it's the prepaid.
Oh, like the Visa prepaid. Okay.
You know, those little joints that are on the car, cardboard thing.
Yeah, I got you.
Yeah. But I only did that for about 8 months. My best job was probably working at the ferry. I told you guys about this at the 884. Well, Miles didn't hear it, but you and Ted did. He told me not to tell it on there, which I won't. But yeah, I was there for 15 years.
Did you work on the ferry or at the ferry?
I was in the toll booth.
And
a dock employee, basically.
Okay, I got you.
Yeah. But that was an incredible experience. You know, I was there pre 9/11. So it was real lax. That job was great. And then after that, not so much.
Yeah. If you worked in transportation on any level, man, I got to think, if you did it pre 9/11 and then survived post 9/11, the fun got sucked out of that real quick.
How many different places have you worked and what were your best or worst jobs? 206-803-ROCKS.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard Bassett, and this is Undomesticated. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The guys at 206-803-ROCK.
Cut up here until 4:30. We'll send spin today the 10 biggest Halloween songs in history.
In history.
According to Billboard and how they charted on the Hot 100 charts.
Okay.
That's coming up with the Daily Mix Morning Show. In the meantime, our question, how many different places have you worked and what was your best or worst jobs? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Adam. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bicholas.
Hola.
Hey, this is Adam, the guy that got the new neck on your 20th anniversary.
Oh, yeah.
Awesome.
How you feeling, man?
Neck's doing good.
All right, good, because you didn't look great when you were there.
It's working. So I've had about 20 jobs, most of it in the aviation field. I have done restaurants, retail, laid carpet and tile for a few years. I've currently been at my large aircraft manufacturer for about 26 years.
Okay.
That's a good haul, man.
Yeah. I got another year and a half to go, and I'm out.
I was going to say, I know the benefits have got to be good. They probably give you a good pension and all that.
Yeah, they started to, and then they took it away.
Well, let me ask you this.
you get on a plane and it's an Airbus. You start looking around like, what did they mess up around here?
I texted you guys yesterday. This is what I was going to tell you. I've worked on Cessnas. I've worked on World War II radial aircraft engines. I've worked on helicopters, and I've worked on commercial airplanes. I would trust my life the most with a World War II radial aircraft engine.
Very comforting.
Is that just because of the reliability of it?
Yes, there's no real electronics with it.
Hey, look, man, there's a reason that people still have a refrigerator in their basement from 1965, and it's fine.
I do.
Correct.
You know, I mean, look, it might be using a little bit more energy than they would like you to, but so
it
what?
It works.
It hums.
Yeah.
Yes, it does. And they are very reliable airplanes.
All right.
So worst job is probably flipping burgers. Best job was probably when I was working on helicopters. I got laid off for 3 years. And went back to the radial engine company that I worked for, started doing helicopters. So I worked on helicopter engines. And it was the best group of guys. We had so much fun. We screwed around so much. And we got our work done. But it was just, you couldn't beat it. The guys were great. The bosses sucked, but the guys were great. And we just had a lot of fun, and I'm still friends with a dozen of them.
Do you think you have the knowledge to get in there and have a basic idea of how to fire that thing up and take off?
All we did was they would send in, like, components of an engine, and they would throw in a flight squawk, and they would go, okay, at 3,000 RPMs, it would do this, and it would make the helicopter shake, so we would have to put it on a test bench. Fire it up, get it up to 3,000 RPMs, and try to see what was going on with it.
Okay.
And then we would end up just basically tearing it all apart, rebuilding it, make sure it works on the flow bench, and then send it back out. One of our biggest customers was the U.S. Coast Guard.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah. All right. So I'm curious. You said you've worked on passenger planes, Cessnas, the World War II radio plane, and helicopters. So in order, 1 through 4... where is your trust level? We know you're starting World War II. What are you most comfortable with next?
I would go helicopter.
Wow.
Then Cessna, then commercial plane.
Jesus, really?
I was scared in that Cessna was in better hands than a commercial plane?
Yes, because it's a top-wing plane. Even if it loses complete power, it can still glide a lot better than a commercial plane.
Based on weight. Okay, that makes sense.
Well, that's comforting to know that out of four, the passenger plane, the one that we are most likely to think about
a glider, the fact that it's lighter. So how?
But it's designed for that specifically,
right?
Of course.
It is wild too. Like I just gotta say, like right, he's talking about working for a giant company and took away pensions and stuff.
Yeah,
and we go on and on in this country about like, oh, it used to be great, this and that. Like, people used to have pensions.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
People used to retire.
It brought you a little security in your life. Right?
You could spend money for the rest of your retirement and put it back in the economy.
Boom.
How many different places have you worked, and what were your best or worst jobs? 206-803-ROCK.
All right, so I counted. I had 25 jobs that I can remember. Miles, you had, what, 18? Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
Where were you at, Ted? Like 11, 12?
Yeah. And yeah.
Mike, where are you at on this?
I think I'm at 8.
You're at 8? That makes sense.
Yeah.
Right. I've been here a hot minute.
Right. Started as a paper boy. I called it a utility worker. There was an old gal that lived on the other side of town from me that I eventually got hooked up to mow her lawn, trim her trees and stuff like that. You know, pull weeds, stuff like that, pressure wash the fence. So I still got technically paid to do that.
Sure.
I worked as a dishwasher at one point. Got fired from that one.
Why'd you get fired as a dishwasher?
How'd you get fired as a dishwasher, bro? I mean, damn. Damn.
They said I wasn't getting the job done. And
Does your wife say that now?
No.
Okay.
No, she's all right.
How do you not get the job done? You put it in the machine.
Well, for one thing, we ran out of hot water about a quarter way into the shift. And two, there was just...
Is it the pots and pans? Were you slow on the pots and pans?
No, I was fine on the pots and pans that I can remember. Like, honestly, that one was a bit of a shock. I think it was just because I was leaving so much to work other places that they just kind of found a flimsy okay. excuse to get rid of me. Like, I'm not going to give them too much grief over it. Worked at Jack the Box after that. Switched over to the pool. Got fired from that one. We all know that story. and
still
then,
hate that woman.
I do. And then, I'm sorry. She sucks.
You could have hurt people, Mike.
Yeah, I know. Yes, I could have. Could have. Didn't. And then I ended up working at the car auction. I started out, and I worked a handful of jobs there. I started out on the lot, just kind of moving cars around. Ended up being a lane coordinator, if you will, on sale days, making sure that all the cars ran on time and in okay. order and stuff like that, which is, for whatever reason, harder than one would think.
I can believe that.
So,
did you sell that Bentley today?
No, I did not.
That well, one was, what was he asking for?
They needed about 140 for it.
I mean, for Bentley.
And it's currently on offer for $125. So
okay.
Yeah. All right. And that was the old man doing that. I couldn't get it up there, man. I'm learning from him for a reason. And then after working the lot, I moved over to the detail shop. That's when I found I wanted to do radio and not detail cars. So I moved over over into the world of radio. And honestly, other than a little bit of promotions work, this has been my only... been my only job in radio, and then
I poached you from VD though.
Yes, you did.
Because VD was going to hire you to be like a production assistant. Yeah. Or I didn't know, so I
and
went
I
down.
Wouldn't have a job today.
Exactly, but because he was like, "Well, I was going to hire him." I said, "Yeah, I know, but I'm saying I want to hire him," and we're just kind of looking at each other. He's like, "No, no." Like, I brought him here. I was going to hire him. I'm like, "No, VD, I get it, man. I completely understand what you're saying. We're going to hire him."
Yeah. And the thing is that
snooze and lose, buddy.
I showed up to try to get a spot on the Wolf that day.
Really?
Yes.
The Wolf. Remember,
the Wolf was needing was looking, and I was told like go give him a demo tape. I was like, all right, cool. So I dropped off the demo tape, and I was like, I'm going to go talk to the guys.
Who was the morning show then?
The morning show was Fitz at that point. Okay, yeah. And that was Preston. That was the program director. Right. Yep. Yeah.
How many different places have you worked, and what were your best or worst jobs? 206-803-RUN.
And then the auctions.
Between that time, you didn't count the one job I hired him for. Like Mike was
oh,
just,
that's right.
So I call, right? He's not, he had already, were you on the street team?
Yes,
you
I was a street teamer.
All right.
So I was a street teamer at this point.
All right, so I said, can you help me on the weekend? He goes, yeah. I said, I need to get this couch. So I ran a box truck. I don't want to drive the box truck. Mike says, I'll drive it.
Gotta help my boy out.
Right, we drive down like Federal Way. We go to the store. Now, I am the dumbass in this. Probably should have called ahead. You can't just show up and go, we want a couch. And then they're like, we're not going to give it to you. We'll ship it up there this afternoon, but it comes in pieces.
Oh.
So Mike drives the box truck back. We drop it off. We go to my place in Belltown. And then I think we went to a half of a Sounders game and then came back.
So I can build it for
to
you.
Draft, right. And then Mike puts the time to build it together.
Damn. Mike Mula. By the way, the reason I asked, what do you think the average number of jobs a person in the United States holds in their life?
I'll say 15.
15?
I'll say 20.
20?
I'll go 12.
It is 12, exactly. Oh. The average person holds about 12 jobs in their lifetime.
Yeah, I'm up to like 18 if I add in all the different stations. I just put radio as one.
Well, you got
to
add the stations.
Yeah, you do, because it's different. A different job.
Yeah,
I used to board op the rap station that ended up being Live 105 mm-hmm. on the weekends. That's a good story. And then I go up to the PD and I go, you ever going to let me work a regular shift? And she goes, basically, she just goes, no, you're too white. And I go, well, DJ.
What do you mean you're too white? Can you say I'm white?
DJ, what's his name is white? And she's like, yeah, but.
But he's DJ, what's his name?
Right. Exactly. And then I said, okay, well, I'm not going to work any shifts for you anymore. And she was like, well, why not? I was like, well, I've always been of the theory, if there's no advancement or hope of advancement,
right. why would I?
Right. What's the word? Incentive.
Right.
We had a cool guy that worked on the end we got here, DJ No Name.
Oh, yeah.
He was really good. How many different places have you worked, and what were your best or worst jobs? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Elias. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
All right, so I probably had about, I don't know, 15 jobs probably around there.
All right.
I guess this is my best and worst job. I was a secret shopper for, wasn't for Safeway, but it was for a contract company.
So what exactly do you do if you're the secret shopper?
Watch tweakers for hours.
Okay.
Well, but are you supposed to buy certain products, or how does that work? I understand that from a restaurant perspective. I mean, sure. But how does it work?
About whatever you want. I mean, you can walk around. You're pretty much just doing laps around the store. You can grab a cart. You can make it seem as as legit as you want. But yeah, it was pretty much, I would watch tweakers for they would be in the store for 5 hours just loading up carts, waiting for their moment.
So and, were you more security? Was that more of a security position?
More of just stopping them from stealing.
Okay.
We were on a team, so we're allowed to, I don't really know where the line draws, but the company told us that we're allowed to be hands-on and bring them back into the store to either call the cops or trespass them, whichever okay. one.
Let me ask you this. If you were secret shopping and there's a customer in your grocery store and they're in the produce section and you see them steal and eat a grape, do you approach them?
No.
Thank you.
You watch them. I mean, you know, it's kind of just just an open door, you know? I mean, what else are they going to do? That's kind of what you're thinking.
Okay, so you're going to keep your eye on them and see what else.
Maybe he's going to take two grapes.
What if they grab an apple and just kind of eat that?
No.
Too much?
I mean, yeah, see?
It's got to be worth it, you know, worth the trouble.
Okay, so an apple, yes, a grape, no.
depends on the apple. I mean, Granny Smith, maybe.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
I like your thinking. Okay. I figured you'd appreciate that.
Yeah.
How many different places have you worked, and what were your best or worst jobs? 206-803-RUN.
I mean, look, I don't work at security, but I can tell at the grocery store sometimes. Those people are just dumb.
Oh, the people that are trying to rip it off.
Yeah, like A, right, a couple of them, it's like, you smell like piss.
Right.
Right? And like B.O. So, guess that you don't have money to be in here.
Generally speaking, yeah.
And then they're just so weird and fidgety, and it's like, it's obvious you're going to steal something.
And usually, it's kind of the choice of groceries, too. And I'm thinking, does anyone really need 7 cases of Red Bull? Is that really why you're in here? You know, like, no, you're not. Like, the dirty sweatpants, I can smell you from the other side of the aisle.
Dude, when I was at Capitol Hill, I was walking home one night, and, like, out of the shadow, I hear these two dudes go, you want to buy some beers for a dollar? So I'm like, well, dollar beer.
Yeah.
And I look at them, and I forget what it was, but it was some IPA. And I go, I'm not going to buy them as I know you just stole them from the store. It's like, you could sell those for like $3 a can and people would buy them.
They'd buy them. Yeah. Why didn't you buy them?
Because they were an IPA.
I would have bought.
Like, and honestly, I used to love the City Market. I could tell they stole it from the City Market. So out of respect to City Market, God, I still love that little quarter. I mean, it's a great little
Bought the beer and then told him later, hey, man, I think somebody stole the six pack.
You're right.
I think that because I bought it.
Miles is right, too. I was in that City Market all the time. I knew everybody that worked there, and I loved their fried chicken.
How many different places have you worked, and what were your best or worst jobs? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Brian. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitch, hola.
Hola.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Just wanted to say, long-time listener, first-time caller, congrats on 20 years.
You guys are fantastic. Oh, thank you, man.
I love listening to you guys in the afternoon on my way home from work and when I get home. So just appreciate the job you guys have done the last 20 years supporting the Seattle area.
Hey, man, we appreciate you being there. If it weren't for you, we wouldn't have a job.
It's pretty simple. Yep, that easy.
So, I've had about 13 jobs in my life. I'm going to tell you about the worst job I've ever had. I worked for, I don't know if I can say the name of the company or not, but I'm going to anyways, because I don't work there anymore. I don't care. Tim's Cascade Potato Chips.
Okay.
And my job was literally to stand on a conveyor belt and wait for raw potatoes to come to me and pick them up and then slice them with a metal blade that was right in front of me.
Wow. It wasn't automated?
8 hours a day. Nope, wasn't automated. This is about 15 years ago, so I don't know if they've gotten AI or advanced any of their technology or whatnot, but literally for 8 hours a day, standing on a conveyor belt, picking up potatoes and then slicing them over a metal blade.
They got bought out by a big company.
They're automated now.
Yeah, that, however, wasn't the worst part. The worst part was I stood directly behind the vat of salt and vinegar that just boiled all day.
How bad did you smell?
When I got home from work, my girlfriend at the time told me I stunk. I needed to take a shower. So I took 3 showers that night, scrubbed my body with a loofah, did everything I could to get this stink off of me, and I could not do it.
You still smelled like
a
douche.
I did.
Basically.
Summer's Eve again? Yes.
How long did you work there?
2 days. Only job I ever quit.
Two days?
The second day, I couldn't handle not getting anything in the bedroom anymore and decided it was time to find a new job.
Now, would you ever order salt and vinegar potato chips?
No, to this day, I can't stand the smell of it. Okay. It doesn't matter the brand or anything. It's just,
I like your decision making. Hey, fellas, listen. thank you for hiring me. I'm not getting laid.
I wasn't near the Hawaiian, so they're fine with those.
Yeah. Hey, man, it is what it is. Like, that comes first day to day. You got to have your priorities straight.
That's right. You're right. But I mean, Tim Salt Vinegar. I love those chips.
I do, but then again, I did not stand next to the boiling vat. But he's not wrong. Like, if your job prevented you from getting laid, like, I'm not doing this, man. Sorry.
How many different places have you worked? What were your best or worst jobs? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Chris. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
I've been trying to count it up as I've been on hold. I want to say maybe 16 to 18 jobs.
All right. That seems to be about our average today.
Yeah. Well, worked in catering over COVID, so wasn't too many people hiring then.
Yeah, I was going to say, that sounds like a very non-lucrative job right there. What was your first job?
First job was, I went to junior high school in Ohio. We had where Wright State plays at the Nutter Center out there. I was part of the, you could work at 14 and a half out there. And I wanted a job before I was 14. I wanted stuff that I wanted to buy. So I had the lovely job of switching over the floors in between ice rink, basketball games, and concerts, which is amazing because if you know the hours of when they do that, I still can't believe my dad let me do that.
It's overnight, isn't it?
It wasn't bad. It was a good workout, kind of, and it gave me a new appreciation for what goes on there.
How long does that take, on average, the process of switching over the floors for different events?
It's about 2.5 hours, depending on the floor, and then we're only really doing the floors and, like, helping break down, especially for hockey games, take the plexiglass. Teams, you know, you're not going to have a kid take remove plexiglass on his own. But we went in as worked as teams, and certainly the hockey boards and then the plexiglass above that. That took the most time because you got to be really careful.
What arena? Arena. Were you
Nutter Center?
It was the Irvin J. Nutter Center out there in Dayton, Ohio.
That is the name.
I'm looking
there.
It up so right now.
The Nutter Center. So that's not the Dayton Arena.
No. That's where they play the lovely first stage of the tourney, baby.
Oh, but, the high school? So Flyers don't play there anymore?
Yeah, the Flyers play at UD Arena, is what that's called. And then, Wright State plays at the Irvin J. Nutter.
Nutter Arena.
Yeah. Join us.
You'll get fired if you don't. Not you, but if you work there, you can't. Yeah. So,
can't giggle. Did you work at the Nutter Center?
We're not going to change the name, but you can't giggle.
You can only imagine as kids.
Sure.
I got to ask, does it have anything to do with like Little Debbie and
Nutter Butters?
Nutter Butters, the candy?
No. Irvin, I'm just leaving that alone. No.
It's just the guy's name, I'm guessing.
Did you ever meet Mr. Nutter?
I don't think he was alive in the late 90s or mid-90s. Yeah.
Oh, you're right. All right. So he was like a philanthropist, local businessman, donated a bunch of money.
Who's that?
Porn star.
Irvin J. Nutter.
Oh, Irvin J. Nutter. Okay.
Irv Nutter.
Just want to make sure. At least he got the arena. This is true. And I don't remember if it's Indianapolis or Indiana, but there was, because I don't remember if this guy was the mayor of Indianapolis or the governor of Indiana. Anyway, he had 4 consecutive terms. He was elected. The people loved him. He's still very well regarded there. He has since passed, but his family's there. Anyway, do you remember this, Ted?
I can't remember
Harry,
the name.
Mr. Harry.
So his name was Harry Balls, B-A-A-L-S, but it is pronounced Balls. Okay, so they were going to honor this guy. Keep in mind, he was there for 4 terms, and apparently he did a lot to turn around the city or state, whichever one it was. Anyway, so they're going to open this big-ass building in honor of him, and the city ended up shooting it down. It's like 5-10 years ago. They wouldn't do it.
Just Indiana. It's Fort Wayne.
Okay, yeah, because the family's like, dude, just open the building. You're honoring the legacy that they left behind. And they said, look, we'd love to, but we can't call this the Harry Ball Center. I think it was actually the Harry Ball
library.
Center.
It was a library.
Harry Ball's library. Yeah, so they ended up not doing it.
You researching Harry Balls?
Look, if he wasn't such
Don't do images.
If he was such a badass and good at football, we would make fun of Dick Butkus all day long.
Sure.
Yes.
Yes. What about Randy Johnson, for crying out loud? Right here.
Jimmy Johnson.
I know. It's so redundant at that point.
Well, but Jimmy Johnson's so close. For some reason, Jimmy Johnson doesn't hit for me.
It would be cool if his middle initial were R. So it's like Jimmy R. Johnson.
You're like Papa Murphy. I mean, you could get a,
you could go Jimmy and Johnson.
Yeah, Jimmy Johnson.
Tara Daly, Steve Makes, Somebody Daily Makes Morning Show. On the way, we're going to sit and spin. We've got the 10 biggest Halloween songs in history. And your email's coming up next from the men's room at KISW.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard Bassett, and this is Undomesticated. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.